Only people who love their sin refuse to come to Jesus. Hello again, this is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. Hey, this week we have been discovering the great truth about the humility of God. And I said that only people who love their sin refuse to come to Jesus. I mean, why would anybody not want to come to the Lord Jesus? He's wonderful. He's lovely. I read about him there in Matthew 11, verse 22, and he gives, I suppose, the only self-description of himself that we find. He says, I am meek and lowly. Yeah, you know, Jesus doesn't threaten you. Why would you stay away from him? He's wonderful. He shows us what God is like because he is God in human form. I couldn't understand God. If I was left to my own devices, I would be very good, I suppose, at creating some kind of an idol. And I suppose all of us are good at that. You know, everybody likes to have their own little God that they can invent in their own minds, a little God that they're comfortable with. But Jesus does away with all that. He shows us who God really is. And what God is really like. So he's taken the guesswork out of God. And it's beyond me to see why people don't flock to him, because he's marvelous. He came in very humble beginnings. He was born in Bethlehem, a one-horse hick town. He could have been born over in Jerusalem there with the temple and all the royal apartments. But remember, when the angels announced his birth, they said, you'll find the baby wrapped in royal robes and lying in a palace. No, no, no. He'd be in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Yeah, humble beginnings. Do you know why? There's a humble God here. You know, he even chose shepherds to announce this to. And shepherds in those days were very low-class people. Shepherds, you couldn't have trusted the shepherd with anything. I mean, they'd have stolen your sheep, they'd have robbed you, they'd have done anything. And the low class of society, those are the ones who got the announcement of his coming. You see, our God, he's not stuck up. He's not snobbish. He's not uppity. Jesus says, I am meek and lowly. Words would fail me to describe how he refused to parade his divinity when he has subjected himself to human limitations. He chose, as it were, to be God incognito. But I remember one time where he took those disciples who had been walking all day, and those old roads in those days were all dusty, and they all got down and they were about to eat, and he gets up. And normally the man who's providing the feast would have provided a servant or a slave to wash the feet of everybody present at the meal. But Jesus, he got up and he washed everybody's feet. Yeah, this is our God. A God who'll come to earth and wash our feet, but more than that, a God who'll come to earth and take responsibility for our sins and die for us on the cross and be punished for our sins and take that punishment and that judgment upon him so that we need not die, we need not perish. Oh, will you come to him? Why would you refuse to come to him? Don't let your sin send you to hell. Come to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you. He'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016.